As we face a global pandemic, Crossing the Globe is exploring the stories of LSE's international students. In their journeys from London to home, we discuss the impact of COVID-19 on student health, well-being, and studies. In this episode, we talk to Avery Bash, a third-year general course student from the US. Avery talks about the possibility of having contracted COVID-19 while in London, and after seeing his year studying abroad cut short, adapting to life at home and studying as a student with attention deficit disorder. The Beaver Sound is adapting to our current reality by recording episodes online, so sound quality has been impacted. Thanks for joining us, Avery.
Oh, thank you.
So this year studying abroad took a rather unexpected twist. Since when are you in the US?
I've been in the US about 3 weeks, I think, now. One of the interesting things about coming back here is I'm a general course student, so obviously I've done a lot of traveling recently. And unfortunately, I don't know why I really did this, but I went to Madrid kind of just as things started getting bad. And then I flew back to the UK. And then the last week of classes, I was supposed to fly back that weekend. Well, the last day of not online classes, but I came back to the UK, and that weekend I came down with a fever, and I was in self-isolation. I was supposed to leave in 2 or 3 days because of the situation there, and I came down with a fever, so I was in self-isolation for the next week. So I couldn't leave my dorm. I had to have friends come and get my dinner for me, and it was definitely kind of a crazy time because I was extremely sick. I had a huge fever, chills, cough. And I think I got the coronavirus. I'm not sure. I wasn't tested, but yeah. It could have been, I mean, it very well could have been the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So I after I was finally clear and I was finished my fever and the 7 days were up, I flew back to the US the day afterwards. And it was kind of crazy because the US, by the time I was coming there, was already in fully self-isolation mode where social distancing was in practice. I remember my dad came to pick me up. I'm currently in Philadelphia, but I flew into New York. My dad picked me up there. And I remember the first thing he did was hand me a mask. I kept the mask on for the whole 2 hour trip back to my home. And then I basically as soon as I got there, my parents just disinfected everything I owned.
So self-isolation had been imposed in every state in the U.S. by that time, or just where you were in Philadelphia?
I believe it was in every state. If it wasn't completely officially, people were starting to self-isolate themselves.
And it's crazy that you think you had the coronavirus in London.
Yeah, as I said earlier, I was worried. I mean, I wasn't worried about my health or anything, but a lot of my friends, as I said earlier, I was having my friends bring me food and such.
Yeah.
But they all left the third day in. So I had to ask them hey, can you bring me some things that I can dry foods and stuff that I can eat for the next 6 days? And doing that on top of being just generally probably the most sick I've been in 10 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. And so how are you feeling now that you're home for 3-4 weeks?
All things considered, pretty well. I have to say, I feel like I'm relatively luckier than most. I'm kind of more in a more suburban, kind of almost rural area. Mm-hmm. So I've got a lot of time to be outside and have walks and such.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I think it's better than some of my friends. I have a friend who's in Queens right now, and she basically told me, I talked to her last night, she hasn't left her house in 2 weeks because it's just, I mean, they're in the city. There's nowhere to go.
Because your home university had already closed before LSE, right? So your friends from home were already in isolation before you were.
Yeah, they closed it in the middle of spring break. So people who were already mostly home. I'm actually on the crew team at my home university, Bowdoin College. And they every year they go down to South Carolina to train, and they got the announcement halfway through. So a lot of my friends who are on the team basically had this kind of it was pretty crazy because they got the notification that they wouldn't be going back afterwards. So it was pretty sobering, I've heard, because, I mean, a lot of them were seniors and such, and they didn't really get to go back one more time.
That's tragic. And now that you're home, how did you adapt to suddenly being unexpectedly home and to have trips canceled or plans with friends in London? Did you adapt well? Are you coping well with this whole situation and sudden change?
The one thing that I was kind of surprised by how rapid it was. I remember the last week of in-person classes, one of my friends got a message that Wednesday that they had to leave in 2 days, two or 3 days, I believe. And it was kind of crazy because we were hoping to stay a little longer than that. But because their universities were forcing them, we all decided to leave around the same time. I mean, I would have if I didn't get sick, but it was kind of crazy because the week before, we thought we would be staying there for, I mean, at least until the end of classes. And it was crazy that basically we had 3 days to get ready and say goodbye to each other and probably not really see each other in person for at least a long time. Yeah. It's also me and my friend, that weekend we were planning to go. I mean, these plans were in before the coronavirus was even an issue. We were planning to go to Bratislava. And obviously, I mean, I was working with you for the Grimshaw Society trip to Israel and Jordan.
Yes.
And as you know, that was a huge endeavor where we were reaching out to politicians and embassies. And it was we were planning that for the whole year. Yeah. And then we just got the notification that we had to cancel it. And it was just awful. I mean,
I think everyone was struggling to kind of adjust and to see many projects and things that they had been, you know, preparing throughout the whole year suddenly not happening. What about studying? Because we're still, it feels like we're no longer at university, but we really are, and we have to work. How's that going?
It's definitely not easy, I'll be honest. It's hard because I haven't really done work at my house for, 4 years now, since high school. And it's weird because I usually now think of being home as I'm done for the year. I don't have to really do much. Because, I mean, even for me at Bowdoin over winter break, we didn't have any work. I know at LSC you do. But I never had to work over winter break or over summer. So it's definitely hard to readjust to working in a home environment where my parents are here, my sister's here, and a little bit more. There's a little bit more distractions and such.
Yeah.
I'm still very much behind on my work. I try to do as much as I can. It's also, I have attention deficit disorder, so it's even harder for me to pay attention than I usually is at school, which I even have a hard time there as well.
Yeah, for sure. And is there any activity that you've recently taken up that you wouldn't have had the chance to do otherwise? So kind of something that takes you to your happy place. I don't know, cooking or reading a book.
I picked up playing the bass guitar last summer, and that's been kind of really relaxing for me. It's something that I can kind of take my mind off of work or what's going around with the coronavirus and practice playing the bass because that's kind of, it's just relaxing to me. And it's something I can kind of devote a pretty long time to without getting bored.
That's wonderful. Okay, to end our interview, and since you don't have any plans to come back to LSC or to London anytime soon, I was wondering if you could share with us, what do you take from your experience studying abroad, even though it ended earlier than you thought, and what will you miss about London and especially LSE?
Yeah, that's the hardest part for me because I never really got to kind of say goodbye to the city in a way. I got the notification I was coming home and I went the next 2 days. It was definitely hard because I feel like it was kind of a home away from home at that point. I'd been there for about a year and I'd really felt like I was beginning to really know the city well. And I was expecting to have about 2 or 3 months that I would have been able to spend there if this whole thing didn't happen. And that's kind of the hardest thing. I felt like there wasn't enough closure for that with me and my friends there and the people I've met. I never really got to say goodbye, which was kind of the hardest part for me. I'm hoping that maybe I could, in the future, plan something with the friends I've met there, maybe to meet up back in London to kind of be able to do that. But currently, it was definitely hard to do when I was told I had to go back to the U.S.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's hope that our trip to Israel and Jordan still happens, and then you can come with us. Thanks, Avery, for this very chill quarantine conversation. It was very nice.
Thank you, Beatrice.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Our guest today was Avery Bash, who spoke to us about his experience of moving from London to his home in Pennsylvania during a global pandemic and readjusting to the new circumstances. To listen to more of our past episodes and keep up to date with our output, follow us on Spotify. I'll see you next time.